all the way around.
Nick.
All right. And if I had a cold, I might have a sore.
Sure, sure.
All right. Now, you mentioned before, you talked about the swallow pipe. Okay, do you ever call it anything else?
Snuffy Smith got me in the habit of it.
Oh, okay, you got that from Snuffy Smith.
Sheriff Tate beat him up, and they come in and said, easy, you want to try something for a swallow pipe.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called the goozle?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's your Adam's apple.
Is the what?
It's a goozle.
Okay. And then this is one.
Two.
And two.
Front teeth.
And above these are the...
A mustache. No, or upper lip, upper
down here.
Bone.
The flesh, yeah. And then this is the what of my hand?
The palm.
All right. And these, I make two...
Fists.
And just one?
One fist.
All right. And right here...
Elbow.
Or the wrist. To get, you might call those, the, you have pains in my...
Elbow or pain in your wrist.
Pains in my joint. Joint?
Joints, yeah.
Okay. When you have pains in your joints, you might have what?
Arthritis, rheumatism,
right.
Whatever.
And this is my what right here?
That is your chest.
Okay. And up here?
That is your shoulders.
And this is one?
A hand.
Two?
Two hands.
And this is my?
That is your leg.
And this is one?
One foot.
And two?
Two is your calf, your leg.
Okay, and right here, this part right here.
That is the forepart of your leg.
And if you got kicked there, you'd say you got kicked in the...
Kicked in the leg.
You ever say
shin? Shin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then if someone gets down like this...
Oh, you call that squatting.
Okay. Do you ever say he's down on his...
Down on his luck.
Okay, down on his luck.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be down on his luck like me.
How about down on his honkers or hunkers?
Oh, yeah, hunkers. Clem.
Yeah.
Boys, you all just go play with him. All right, Clem, come back. You can tell me what you need besides.
Yeah, you want to say you need something? I can stop.
Oh, rivet.
Oh, you want to stop and get? Why don't you stop and get that for him? And I'll go.
Clem ain't gonna do it if we go to gold, man.
Go over to Thomas and get Thomas a Coke. Yeah, I could really get Thomas a Coke.
Well,
could...
that'll cut it off.
Right. Okay. If you see a friend of yours you hadn't seen for a while, and he looks kind of white, and you say he looks a little what?
Peaked.
Okay.
We'd call that peaked. Now, Thomas, you can get you a chair anywhere, play with old Peter Rabbit.
He just wants to play with the dogs.
They'll get Felix out. He enjoys it.
If someone's able to lift heavy weights, you'd say he's really...
A weightlifter.
Or he's really strong.
He's strong, yes.
All right. Do you ever use the word stout?
Yeah.
How, is that the same as strong?
Someone in the same.
He's, what's that?
Stout.
Mm-hmm. And if a person's very easy to get along with, always...
A good humor.
Okay.
Kind of a humorous type of kind of a fella.
Okay. And if
I just look at that poor old thing right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's a wasp?
It's a wasp. Of some species.
Yeah. Did you ever hear those called waspers? Does anybody ever call them waspers?
No, just wasps as far as I know.
Okay. If a young boy is, you know, tall when he's a teenager and he's very kind of awkward and stumbles over everything, you might say...
Clumsy.
Yeah. And what about a person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense? You might say he's just a...
Stupid.
Okay. Do you ever use the term fool?
Yeah. But that I hate to use it.
Why is that?
Oh, it's not proper.
Okay. And a person who really holds on to his money.
Oh, he'd be a Scrooge.
Okay, that's good. Did you ever use the
tightwad.
Term? Okay. How about someone, let me ask you about a word. The word is common. You know that word?
Common?
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, common, that would mean it's just... plain, everyday, something you see or use, yeah. Or whatever.
Do you ever use that word in a bad sense to talk about, say, a girl?
I believe that, yes, this expression has been used because they're just common people. They're not in a high class,
mm-hmm.
Not maybe too